One of the aims of the USA Patriot Act was to choke off funding for terrorists. Passed in October 2001, the law included safeguards to flag suspicious financial transactions. As a follow-up, the Treasury Department has issued new rules for screening people who want to do business with American banks, mutual funds, and brokerages. The regulations take effect today. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The government wants more proof that account holders are who they say they are. Financial institutions will ask each new customer for their name, birth date, address, and social security number.
And then we're required to verify that information.
John Burns is senior counsel at the American Bankers Association.
Now we can do that in two ways. One, ask for a document from you, driver's license, passport, any government-issued identification document with a photograph. Or we can do it by non-document verification. You hire a company that will verify by checking public databases whether those four pieces of information match.
Financial institutions will have to keep precise records and check them against lists of suspected terrorist groups. Many big banks already do this sort of thing, but until now, they weren't required to. Neither were brokerage houses or mutual funds. Jonathan Weiner, a top financial crimes expert in the Clinton administration, says this is part of a sweeping change that's occurred since 9/11.
No anonymous bank accounts anywhere ever is the basic rule now, because if you have somebody open an account almost anywhere anonymously under a fake name, they can move that money around, and that's very dangerous.
Terrorists aren't likely to open new accounts under their real names and get caught that way. They may be more apt to avoid banks altogether now, according to David Offhauser, the Treasury Department's general counsel. He says that's good.
If we can detour terrorist financiers away from the digital electronic system, which gives them international, global, instant keystroke mobility, to the old ways of value transfer, like carting cash or gold or diamonds over a mountain on the back of a camel, we've slowed them down.
Banks are fine with the new rules, but many members of Congress aren't. They say the government missed an opportunity to get serious about security by cracking down on illegal immigration. They wanted the new rules to bar U.S. financial institutions from accepting consular IDs, particularly those issued by Mexico.
These documents are so unreliable that even the banks in Mexico don't allow their use for identification purposes.
Lamar Smith, a Republican congressman from Texas, says accepting these documents opens the door to illegal immigrants wider.
It makes it easier for illegal aliens to stay in the country because now they can open up a bank account. All they need is one other form of ID, could be a utility bill, and they can use those two forms of ID in most states to get driver's licenses. This is the beginning of the whole process that legitimizes individuals who are in the country illegally.
But the Treasury Department's David Offhauser says denying bank accounts to millions of immigrants could have dire consequences. He says every year more than $20 billion earned in the U.S. flows south to Mexico and other parts of Latin America in the form of remittances.
It's the single largest source of foreign aid, if you want to put it that way, and to cut off access to the banking system might dry that up into a trickle.
Offhauser says immigrants forced to keep and send money off the books are more likely to be preyed upon by unscrupulous middlemen and less likely to pay taxes. And he says financial institutions will still have the right to turn consular IDs away. Financial crimes expert Jonathan Weiner says the new rules strike a good balance and will inconvenience all sorts of bad people.
The same loopholes that are exploited by terrorists are exploited by every kind of criminal and drug trafficker. Fraudster, corrupt politician, they come up with fake identities, and they move their money around in ways that facilitated their despicable conduct.
These rules will make that harder. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.